What's up, my peeps? This is our podcast, Lessons from the Sun. I'm Nina Riccardi, and I'm the sun.
And I'm Tony Riccardi, his pops. We're here to share our personal conversations with you. We'll dive into lessons we learned within sports and our everyday life.
Or crack some jokes and have some fun. And you'll get to hear how much I bust my father's chops.
Hey, listen, we're close, but I'm still your father.
All right, pops, I get it. Now let's get into today's episode. And welcome to another episode of Lessons from the Sun. I'm Nina Riccardi.
And I'm Pops.
And what are we going to be talking about today?
I'm glad you asked that. I have a question for you.
What?
How are you feeling today?
Why are you asking?
I don't know.
You should just go right to the podcast.
How are you today?
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to go into it?
Yes.
Tell me.
No. Yes.
How are the Mets doing?
No.
How are the Mets doing?
No.
First place.
Yay.
Yankees first place.
Boo.
Marlins second place.
Yay.
They're neck and neck. All the teams that we're interested in.
Interesting. I'm not so sure about that. Like, it's not like I don't like the Yankees, but.
Well, Miami Heat advancing. Got a game. They are playing the 76ers. So.
I bet you, I think most of the people who are listening already know this.
But I'm just saying, these are things that we care about.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you think the Heat are going to make it all the way to the finals?
I don't know.
You don't know? Do you think?
It needs to be later on in the playoffs.
You think they're going to win the finals?
Maybe.
Who do you like for the finals?
I don't know. Why are you asking me? I'm not a basketball analyst.
Analyst?
Yes.
Or an analyst?
Analysis.
What are we going to talk about today?
We are going to be talking about healthy snacks for athletes.
How to snack like an athlete.
Healthy snacks for athletes.
Yes. So we're going to tell our audience how to snack like an athlete.
No, you don't say it like that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's first talk about why healthy snacks are important for athletes.
Yeah, well, all right. Because, like...
I mean, since we don't want to talk about how you don't know anything about basketball, and you're not a basketball analyst, we might as well talk about healthy
Analyst. I'm saying it wrong on purpose.
You should have seen what he said on the first take. He's like, I'm going to say, he said...
No.
That was a flurber. All right. So let's talk about healthy snacks.
For athletes.
For athletes. All right. Why is it important to snack in a healthy way?
Because if, like, you're doing, like, right before a game or something, like, say I'm a football player.
Okay.
And, like, I'm like a baseball player and I'm a catcher or something. And I ate Taco Bell right before the game. What do you think is going to happen? I'm going to fart in the umpire's mouth. It's not going to be pleasant.
No.
And that's not going to give me a lot of energy either. And it's going to give me a lot of diarrhea too.
And it's going to give your pitcher bad calls too, by the way. Yeah. Because the umpire is going to be mad and not give your pitcher any strikes.
Yeah. If
he's smelling your gas, that's not cool. The only gas he wants to see is fastballs.
That would be gas.
Yeah, like when you're throwing gas. You never heard that expression? Oh, that guy's throwing gas.
No, that's a term that they use in the 80s.
Quite possibly.
Yes. Who says that guy's throwing gas?
I guess old dudes.
Yes.
All right.
You even said yourself that you're old.
I didn't say
that. You admitted it.
You're saying
that. I guess old dudes. No. Because you admitted that you're old.
I'm about to tell the audience what you said. healthy snacks for athletes.
No, that's what you said. That's what you said. Well, you're like...
You're coming at me, bro.
You interject to the podcast, like, this was my dad, like, and we're going to talk about healthy snacks for athletes. When my dad was finishing the settings of our camera, I put that on loop over and over to hear what he said.
That's what she said. What's going on with it's important to eat healthy snacks if you're an athlete?
Because you don't want to be so sluggish.
You don't want to be sluggish. And what's the positive way of why you should have a healthy snack?
To energize you.
Because you want to have the right energy. Because what goes into your body is the fuel that not only affects your body, but what else does it affect?
Your mind.
Your mind, the food that you put in there. So it sounds like a very simple thing. And I know that there are tons of kids out there that are probably eating Sour Patch Kids and gummy worms and Kit Kats before their practice.
And during the practice.
And during their practice. But it does not only affect your body, but it affects your brain. Mm-hmm. So with that said, let's jump into your top healthy snacks for athletes. How to snack like an athlete.
Top 5, top 10, what?
I mean, you only want to give 5 snacks? You want to get only, you're only going to get half the money for this podcast. Oh, wait, you don't get paid. So half of 0 is 0.
Yay.
Jump into it. Go ahead. You lead us down the road of what healthy snacks you want to talk about.
All right. So
because people are waiting. We're like 7 minutes into this podcast and
this is your fault.
And people don't, well, they want to know what's going on with the healthy snacks.
You're the one who said healthy snacks for athletes.
They don't care. They don't care that the Mets are in first place and the Yankees are in first place.
They don't.
And the Marlins are in second place.
And they already know that if they have a phone and they don't live under a rock. Because if they have a phone, they're listening to this.
Why are you prejudiced against people that live under a rock? So maybe some people enjoy living under a rock. That's in this day and age, that's not right. Just so you know. You can't say things like that.
You sound like my Uncle John.
The rock people have rights too. The people that like to live under rocks. Rock people matter. It's not right, bro.
No, you're making fun of people who are saying other stuff.
No, I'm making fun of you. Let's make it clear. I'm only making fun of one person right here. The person that makes fun of people that live under rocks.
And that's nobody lives under a rock.
It's just not right. All right, let's jump into it. I don't know how many snacks you're doing, but save the best snack for last and your way
that's
backwards.
That's my opinion.
Okay, yeah, let's go. Dig in.
All right, so probably like top 10 on the list. It's like, what?
Top 10? You starting with the 10th?
Yes.
Okay, so your 10th most popular snack?
Yes.
For how to snack like an athlete?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you don't say it that way. It's healthy snacks for athletes. Not how to snack like an athlete.
Can we please just name the snack?
Yes. So a good one to have like is like fruit.
Fruit. Okay. Yes. And what would be your fruit of choice?
I don't know. Maybe like a healthy smoothie or something.
Healthy
smoothie. Mixed with a bunch of fruits.
Bunch of fruit.
Fruits.
Fruit is already plural, by the way. But what would be in that smoothie?
I don't know. My mom makes like, this is my opinion, of course, like a really healthy smoothie, but it's so good. She puts like peanut butter in it and blueberries and like strawberries and coconut oil and kale.
Yeah.
That probably sounds like a barf sandwich, but it's delicious.
So fruit.
But not like.
And why is fruit a good healthy choice? Let's talk about that.
Because it has like healthy sugar in it.
So we're going to go with a fruit smoothie. Okay, healthy sugar. Okay, mm-hmm. So the healthy sugar gives you energy.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit also
gives you.
It has fiber in it.
Mm-hmm.
It also has vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And your blood sugar, you won't have a big up and down because it's healthy sugars. It's natural sugars, not sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Or fructose or one of those things. Okay, that's a good choice. I like that, fruit.
Number 9 on the list.
Going down to number 9.
Bananas.
Oh.
Bananas are like vegetables, right?
Banana is a fruit. But
they are.
Let's just say let's say number 10 was a fruit smoothie since you brought that up and number 9 is bananas.
Okay.
That's not cuz you really weren't saying fruit. You wanted a fruit smoothie.
Yeah, like
a fruit healthy smoothie.
Yes. Then not one that you get like from like McDonald's or something.
So if you're taking notes at home, number 10 was fruit smoothie, 9 is bananas.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And just a plain banana out of the peel?
You could have it like, if you like peanut butter, like a little bit of peanut butter is good.
Okay. Why is a banana a good choice?
Because it has like potassium.
Okay. Look at you. Look at you, guy.
It has also sugars on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like
within it, yes.
Yeah, within it, and it's like easy to travel. It like doesn't need to be cold or something like a fruit smoothie.
That's true.
Like
you can just leave it in your bag and whip it out whenever you want and eat it. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. You know what else I like about bananas?
What?
They're pretty filling. Like they have something to them. You know, it's not like eating like a few berries or a few fruit. You know, it's like they have some meat behind them. It feels like you're eating, like you can get a little full from a banana. I can.
Again, that's you.
That's what this is about.
Nobody's as crazy as you.
Well, the apple doesn't fall from the tree, speaking of fruit guy, all right? You know what that means? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. If I'm crazy, then you're right there, all right? So, anything else about bananas? Why they're good, why they're important? Energy, what was it, potassium? Potassium's good to help you prevent cramps.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like a meal. It's got some sugar.
Some people get cramps.
Also.
Especially. Oh.
No. Some people get cramps.
Like, especially if they gotta run a lot.
If they're big runners, okay. If they have to run.
Like, if you're like a runner.
Yeah.
Bananas are good.
Bananas are good. Also, bananas also bind you. What I mean by that is, like, if you're having a stomach problem and you have to, like, run to the bathroom, bananas will help to bind you. So that's another good added bonus.
Okay.
With that said, what's number 8 on your list?
Number 8 is, like, the quick snack, like, it's, like, a thing. It's, like, a brand called Nature's Bakery.
Okay. I have no idea what it is. Nature's Bakery, yeah?
I don't know how to explain it. It's like a fig bar.
Okay. A fig bar.
Bar with fig paste.
Okay. So it's like a little cookie, a little fruit.
Yeah, kind of.
All right. And what are the benefits of that one?
The benefits, it's quick.
Okay.
You can have it like 1, 2, 3.
It's prepackaged.
It's prepackaged. And
what are the health benefits from like an athletic standpoint?
Like it gives you just like a lot of energy.
Gives you energy?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It gives you a little boost.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Say what the name of it is again.
Nature's Bakery.
Nature's Bakery, and it's a fig bar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, kind of like a Fig Newton.
Yeah, kind of like a Fig Newton.
Oh, is this the one that has like a little blueberries in it too?
No, it could be anyone.
Okay. All right, what's number 7?
Number 7 is like, maybe like vegetables.
Vegetables, okay. Like what? What vegetables are a good healthy snack?
Like, you could eat a little, like, not a lot of people do this. Sometimes I do this, like, carrots are considered vegetables, right?
Yeah, I think carrots are a vegetable.
Yeah, like carrots.
All right, so let's be specific. Carrots.
Carrots.
Carrots is number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Just carrots alone or carrots with something?
Carrots, like, you could get it with, like, normally, like, just, like, carrots alone.
Carrots alone?
Yeah.
Not carrots with hummus?
No.
Okay.
That's actually number 6.
6 is hummus.
It's pita chips and hummus.
Pita chips and hummus. Hummus. Yeah. Hummus, hummus.
Yeah.
Okay. Carrots are number 7. And what we didn't go into, so we did 7 and 6, but I want to know what the health benefits are of carrots. This one's, you know what the, I don't know if you know this one.
They make you see?
Yeah, they help you with your eyesight.
Yeah.
That might be important for a basketball player who has to shoot and have good eyesight on the rim.
Uh-huh.
Or for a quarterback that has to be able to find his receiver.
Or a baseball player who's dilly-dallying watching the butterflies, so he's about to get hit by a baseball. I'm talking about someone in particular.
Okay. Well, eyesight is definitely important in baseball, so yes. Those carrots help. Moving on to pita chips.
And hummus.
And hummus.
Hummus.
And so, describe what is the food makeup of pita and hummus? Like, what categories are they, those two things?
Pita's like bread.
Carb.
Yeah, but
pita's like, a carb.
Most people like think You don't need carbs. Carbs are bad for you. Too much carbs are bad for you. Too little carbs is bad for you, too.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed. You have to have some carbs.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to eat a whole pizza, but some pita chips. So pita chips are a carb. And what category is hummus? Do you know?
I don't know. Chickpeas or peas.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of a bean. Beans are considered protein, but they're...
High five.
Like vegetables? I don't know.
It's protein.
Protein.
It's a legume.
A legume.
And it is a protein. So when you eat pita chips and hummus, it is it's a protein and a carb. And it's legumes. So you're having...
You could also eat the hummus with carrots.
Oh. So you're mixing...
Six and seven.
All right. Wait. Six and seven, right?
Yeah.
And you're mixing those. That's fine. That's cool. It's interchangeable. It's nothing. There's no rules on this. Mm-hmm. So then if you have the carrots also with pita chips, then you're having a vegetable, a carb, and a protein.
Mm-hmm.
And vegetables have carbs too. But what are the health benefits of the protein and the carbs? So the protein will help you make you strong.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right.
Number five.
What's number five?
It's like, it seems like a really like crazy one that you... Popcorn.
Popcorn. Number five is popcorn.
But not like movie theater popcorn with 1 gallon of butter or something.
Okay, lots of butter, right? Butter and salt and goobs of that type of stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's a good snack with butter.
No, butter without and, butter.
Oh, without butter. How should we have our popcorn?
Without butter.
And how? Just plain?
Yeah, with some salt.
With a little light salt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what are the health benefits of that?
Corn.
So that's a carb.
Yeah. Corn's not a carb.
Yeah, it's a starch. It is.
Isn't a corn considered a vegetable, technically?
I think it's in the vegetable category.
It is in the vegetable category.
It's a heavy carb. It's heavy carbs.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I'll disagree with you on that one.
So popcorn. All right, so that's for energy. And, mm-hmm. and that'll fill you up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I know what number four is for healthy snacks.
What?
Sour Patch Kids, right?
Yeah, totally.
What's number four? Pizza.
No.
Taco Bell.
No.
McDonald's.
No.
What's number four?
Number four. Let's skip number four and number three and number two. Let's go to number one.
I don't think we can do that. Where are we at number four? Because I know you have a list prepared, so we're ready to go. What's number four? What is number four? What do you want to do?
You could get, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, I think your number four is for a healthy snack. I think your number four is a... Let me say. What do you have there in the notes?
No, this number one.
Which one?
This one.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Number four for you is some nuts.
Oh, how can I forget?
Yeah, some nuts. Almonds, cashews, peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
They have, they're high in fat,
mm-hmm.
but they also have some carbs and they fill you up a little bit. It'll help you in between.
Mm-hmm.
That's what your number four is.
Three maybe could be berries is basically the same thing as fruit.
Yes, berries are a part of the fruit category.
So maybe you could get some. You could have a sandwich or something.
A sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's on that sandwich? What kind of bread are you using on that sandwich for number three?
Wait, you know what? My sandwich is my number one.
Your sandwich is you're switching this up in the middle of the podcast?
Yes.
Okay. Sandwich is number one.
So, number three, it's called a date bar.
A date bar.
And this one you gotta make at home.
Okay.
So, get your notes.
Yeah, we've given this recipe before, right? So, I think in our prior podcast.
In our previous podcast.
Okay, run down the...
We cannot find anymore.
Okay, but we may play it again one day when we're too busy to work. So, let's run down the ingredients of... What is it called?
Date bar.
A date. It's like an energy... It's an energy ball, no?
Bar.
Bar.
Yes.
Energy bar. Okay. Do it.
Ball. What?
Remember you used to make those balls?
No, what? Okay. What are you talking about?
Okay, got it. Tell me. Break it down real quick. What's the
You're having hallucinations.
Okay, man. Let's go. What are the date bars?
So, it's 10 pitted dates.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put that in with 40 almonds.
Okay, keep it going.
And you mix it up in a blender.
That's it.
No.
Okay.
Then you gotta, this is like optional. Like, I mean, it's kind of not optional. You could put like, maybe like another type of butter that you like instead, but I put peanut butter.
Okay.
4 tablespoons.
Gotcha.
And then you gotta put some like vanilla oil, half a teaspoon of vanilla extract, and then you mix that up with the almonds and the dates again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mold it into a bar, like around like two thumbs wide and one pointer finger long.
Got it. Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
It's got your fats in there. It's got some protein and tastes real good.
Mm-hmm.
Importantly.
Yes.
All right. We are now to number two.
Mm-hmm.
We already know what number one is because you said sandwich is going to be your number one.
Yes. But don't know what type of sandwich.
We do not know what we're using on the sandwich or any of that. So,
mm-hmm.
But we are stuck at number two.
Mm-hmm.
So
number two, like a really good one that nobody thinks of.
Hmm. Air. Like, delicious.
You could have number two with any of all the other ones.
Okay.
Milk!
I love milk. That's a great call.
Mm-hmm.
Milk. Like, but you have to be careful. You can't drink too much of that milk on a hot summer day. Otherwise, that milk will be coming out the other direction. Like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But milk is like pretty good for it.
It's a great idea.
Or like maybe like chicken or something.
Milk or chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that's like
hen related.
Okay.
Chicken related.
Okay.
No, but milk is not from chickens.
It's from cows.
Any farm-related.
Farm-related.
How about that?
Okay. So
goat's milk.
So the obvious benefit of the milk is milk has a lot of protein, has a lot of fat.
And it has like...
It's refreshing.
It could fill you up. It
fills you. But you have to be careful. I would just say be careful with how much milk you drink. Because if you're doing a lot of running, that could be dangerous.
Yes.
If you're going into a baseball game and you're not running that much, it could be okay.
Mm-hmm.
A basketball game, I would not, or a football game, I wouldn't recommend drinking too much milk.
You could drink like a tiny glass of milk with everything else.
Yes, yes.
Like you could put like milk in your smoothie.
Yes. Yes. So be careful with the milk. It's delicious. It's a great idea. It fits all your things.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. All right. Milk. Hey, you snuck that one up on me. Are we doing regular milk or chocolate milk or strawberry milk?
Regular milk.
Whole milk? 2% milk?
2%.
2% right to the guns?
But you could also do any other type of milk if you're like lactose intolerant.
Okay.
That will work just as well.
So if we're having milk, can I just have ice cream instead?
No.
Okay. Darn. Where are we for number one?
All right. So number one is
Taco Bell. No.
Sandwich.
Number one is sandwich.
Bell sandwich.
A Bell sandwich. Okay.
Okay. It's so we used to have this.
A knuckle sandwich. Number one.
It's like you need to have very little because it's like it has a lot of meat in it.
Okay.
It's like maybe the size of a Coke can.
Okay.
The thing.
Okay.
So.
The thing. What thing?
An Italian deli sandwich.
An Italian deli sandwich is your number one horse.
Yes.
What kind of bread are we using?
So you gotta use French baguette.
A French baguette, but
on an Italian sandwich.
Okay, so you gotta really be careful with how big this baguette is. That's why you're saying the size of a Coke can. How many ounces is a Coke can? Like like
12.
12 ounce can. 12. That much of bread.
Yes.
Okay. What are we putting on that sandwich?
You're putting Okay.
What are we putting on that sandwich?
So you gotta put, oh my god, what's the name?
Pesto.
Pesto. I knew that. I was just giving the answer to you.
Yeah, well.
To make you feel helpful.
There might be kids out there that don't know what pesto is.
All right, so pesto is like, kind of like a spinach sauce.
Okay.
But it has like a bunch of flavor to it and it's like really good. It's like, doesn't taste like spinach.
It's made with basil.
Yeah.
It's made with basil.
Like, but there's some spinach in there.
I don't think so, maybe. But pesto is a basil base.
Yes.
So which
sometimes is with garlic and oil.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Then all right, a pesto spread.
Pesto spread.
Yeah.
Then put like any type of cheese you want, if it's preferably mozzarella.
Okay.
Then you gotta put
kind of mozzarella? Like fresh?
Fresh.
The white one or the yellow one? Like the one that you put on pizza or the white one?
The white one.
The white one. Fresh mozzarella.
Fresh.
Okay. What else?
Then you gotta put in any meat of your choice.
Any meat of your choice.
It's so like a build your
pork
own.
Chop?
No, like any
lamb
like,
chop?
Anything that you'll find like at a like a deli.
A deli meat.
A deli meat.
Okay.
So that you could like eat it raw.
Okay. So what's your choice?
Mine's prosciutto.
Okay.
Prosciutto. It's like comes from ham.
Okay. Yeah.
And
I like prosciutto and a little mortadella.
Yeah, mortadella.
You guys know what prosciutto is? It's like it's a ham. Yeah.
It's like a
it's
ham.
An Italian
it's like
ham.
A thin.
Yeah, it's super thin. Yeah. Mortadella is like Italian bologna.
Yeah.
With pistachios in it. You like the one with the pistachios in it or without pistachios?
Without pistachios.
I like with the pistachios. All right.
That's one way we're different.
American ham you can do.
Uh-huh.
Or you can do jamón serrano. Is that the right way to say it? Or serrano. Serrano. Jamón serrano.
You're saying it like with such a heavy accent that like a French guy trying to speak Spanish.
I'm saying it like hummus and jamón. Same accent. Same accent. Jamón. All right. And so any one of those pork-based products can be used on the sandwich
mm-hmm.
with fresh mozzarella.
With fresh.
And you can
the option to put like tomatoes.
Ooh, a little tomatoes. Nice for a little wetness.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Maybe like red bell peppers.
Red bell peppers. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then serve.
Uh-huh.
And eat the crap out of it.
Yeah. It's very little because if you have like a even a quarter of a baguette,
yeah,
you're going to be way too sluggish.
Yeah, it's going to make you a little tired.
Yeah.
So. And what about the salt in the ham? Isn't that going to be too salty for you? Like you're going to be thirsty if you're training? Because this is supposed to be healthy snacks for athletes how to snack like an athlete.
But
eat a hero.
No,
eat a sub.
It's very little, so it's like limited.
Okay.
It's like.
So what are the health benefits for eating this? This in Florida they call it a sub. In New York they call it a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, yeah. So what are the health benefits of it? Why is this healthy for you to eat?
Because you get the meat.
What's in the meat?
The meat is like a bunch of protein.
Protein to the guns.
Then you get the mozzarella, the dairy.
The dairy. What's
the tomatoes?
That has protein and fat.
The tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
And you get the vegetable.
Has the peppers and the peppers. The tomatoes and the peppers have vegetables.
And then you get the pesto. That's basil.
Basil. That's a spice. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you get some garlic in that.
You could put some spinach on there too, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Nice. And the bread, which is a carb.
Mm-hmm.
So we got plenty of fat in there, plenty of protein, plenty of carb. You got a vegetable. Okay. All right. I'm sold.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that's easy for you to carry as a snack in the car or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal. Like, you don't have to heat it up or anything.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good choice by you. I got to tell you, I'm hungry after that description. I think you might have to make me a hero.
Bet.
Can you go get a baguette for me or some Italian bread? Nice.
Oh,
the guns.
Yeah, we should have that.
Interesting.
At midnight when my mother is sleeping. Or watch reruns of the Mets when they actually win.
The Mets are playing right now, so I want to finish this podcast as soon as possible.
All right. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening.
Wait. We have to wrap it up and say, okay, so those are 10 healthy snacks that we discussed.
Fine, then you do it.
Do you remember what they were from going back, counting backwards from 10 to 1?
Smoothies.
Fruit smoothie.
Fruit smoothie. Bananas.
Number 9. Number 8.
Do you remember?
No. Banana? Wait, banana was 9?
Yes.
8? I don't know.
Carrots?
Carrots?
No, carrots was 7.
7. What was 8?
What was 8?
Uh-oh. Oh my god. All right, let's skip 8. What was 7? 7 is carrots.
Six is hummus.
Hummus and pita chips.
Yes. Number 5 is...
6. All right, 6. All right, so it's 5.
Yes.
5.
Number 5 is... Let's skip number 5.
Okay.
Number 4, let's skip it too.
Listeners, this is what happens when you don't write down your notes and prepare like you were told to do, because lists are something that you need to prepare for. It's not like you could just come on the podcast and start spouting your opinions of what you think you need to do. And this is why you have to prepare, because you know you're gonna go backwards and remember your thing. And it's not my list, it's your list, guy. It's your list.
But I only remember 3 of them.
Okay. So you should listen to Nino and follow his healthy snacks, but he doesn't remember them.
Yes, I do. I remember most of them. I only don't remember 3.
Okay. That's well, there was a date bar on there somewhere.
Yes.
There's a sandwich on there that we just discussed.
Yes.
Some nuts.
Yes.
Some salty nuts.
Dad. What? All right, bye, guys.
Smell some salty nuts. Stop. No, I mean
Do you realize what he just said?
Almonds, peanuts, and cashews. Lightly salted. Popcorn. Popcorn was another one.
Yes.
We got the whole order out of the control.
Yeah.
Can you please write this down next time?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
I'll go back and review while I'm editing.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Guys, thank you for listening.
And enjoy your day. Enjoy your next day if you're at night. Enjoy the rest of your day if you're in the middle of the day.
And spread the word about our podcast. Help us.
Enjoy the rest of your year. You can't be finished with your year 1 here.
You know,
so
we're really starting to get the Ball Players Foundation off the ground. That's a charity to help children in need be able to play sports with the expenses of sports really growing. So if you want to check out our Instagram for the Ball Players Foundation, it's helping young athletes in need.
And our GoFundMe.
Yes, a GoFundMe. So we'll have more information about that. But if you look up Ball Players Foundation, Inc. on GoFundMe, you can help contribute. So thank you. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. We don't ask for anything to make this podcast. We don't have sponsors because we want to make podcasts as easy as possible for you to listen to. But if you want to donate to help underprivileged kids play sports, we'd really appreciate it.
All right.
Take care, everybody. I hope you enjoy those healthy snacks. And
that I don't remember.
Yes. Yes, salty nuts, my number one recommendation. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thanks for listening. Now, please do us a solid and hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, follow our Insta, and if you don't mind, give us a 5-star review.
Hook up my homeboy and help us continue to grow, please. Peace out.